السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ اور سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، لیٹ اس وارم اوور ہارٹس لسننگ ٹو دا نعت شریف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. There is noor in the recitation of Naat Sharif, just as there is noor in the recitation of Quran Sharif, noor in the recitation or in the reading of Ahadith Sharif, hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, noor in the reading of incidents in the lives of the awliya-e kiram. There is noor and it transfers into the heart. In the same way, the recital of Naat Sharif also, provided the person who is reciting is also a paband of sunnat. If the person is reciting Naat Sharif with a very melodious voice, everybody makes wah 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 on this melodious voice. But if you look at his features, then you don't know, you hesitate whether you should make salam to the person or not. If you have to cross him in the street somewhere, then you are not sure whether you must make salam or not. So then that kind of recitation of Naat Sharif is not maqbool. So there must be qubooliyat also. And qubooliyat comes with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rasule ami khatamul mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Ay Rasule ami khatamul mursali, تجھسا کوئی نہیں، تجھسا کوئی نہیں. ہے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس دق و یقین، تجھسا کوئی نہیں، تجھسا کوئی نہیں. اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلی، تجھسا کوئی نہیں، تجھسا کوئی نہیں. اے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. Who can be like رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم؟ After Allah is the greatest. How much has been written on the سیرت of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، just as people have written so much of commentaries of the Quran Sharif, but they cannot find the bottom of the ocean. In the same way, so much has been written on the seerat and the life of Rasul-e-Pakh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but nobody can say that he has really done justice to the seerat, to the history of Rasul-e-Pakh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. They just cannot do justice to even one aspect of his life. The more you look into the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the more you discover that how little we know about him. It's only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who knows who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and only Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam recognized truly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said, Ey Rasul ami khatamul mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. And that is my aqeedah, he says. Ye aqeedah ye apna wa sidq wa yaqeen. So now if that is our aqeedah, then what does it mean? If it is our aqeedah that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin, is the last of all messengers that came to this world, although his noor was the very first thing that was created, then just knowing that is not iman. If a person just knows or just has some knowledge that there is an Allah, that's not sufficient for iman. Therefore, that Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, who was called the walkie-talkie library. So he used to say that Iman janne ka naam nahi. Iman janne ka naam nahi. Iman manne ka naam hai. Not just to have some knowledge, but to truly believe it. And when a person believes in something, then his lifestyle changes in accordance with his belief. Person who truly believes in something, so then his life is guided by that belief. The person who truly believes that fire burns, then he doesn't put his hand into fire. purposely. He doesn't do that because he believes, truly believes that it burns. But the person who just has this, some kind of a knowledge, he's not sure, then he may try it out, he may test it and burn his hand. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sent Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So there's no question as of not being able to practice and follow in a certain period of time. A certain stage in the history of man will come when it will not be possible to follow the Shariat. There's no such thing. Shariat is till the day of Qiyamah. And I've mentioned many times that we have made things difficult for ourselves. This is a zikr majlis, but this is also part of zikr. That we have made life difficult for ourselves. If we are finding it difficult to practice upon Sharia, then it's we who have made it difficult. I've mentioned many times that no government has forced us that you must watch those movies, you must watch the porn sites, you must have abortion, you must engage in homosexual activities and all these type of things. That's their regulation, their laws, they will legislate, but they haven't forced us to indulge in all those things. So if we indulge in those actions and then we find it difficult after that to make salat and to carry out the other responsibilities, so then it is we who must be blamed. Otherwise, Sharia hasn't made life difficult. It's simple, easy, practical. I mentioned this before to, I don't know, here or somewhere, that one 9-year-old girl, she's about a 12-year-old girl. The 9-year-old one is a different story. So she says that after watching a certain film, she just gets this urge to strangle her mother. Every time she's feeling like strangling her mother. And quite a few letters I have where people write these type of things. A certain young person, he says that after watching a certain film, I just have the urge to shoot my father. I just want to shoot him. And one night he even takes the gun. The father's door was slightly open. He pushes it. He goes inside. They are fast asleep. And it's only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that he saved him. Otherwise he'd have pulled the trigger. So now if this is the effect of those TVs and those movies that they are watching, so then to justify it, when 80% to 90% of the programs are haram, then to say no, but some programs are good on the television. So if this jug of water, somebody says there's just 10% urine there and 90% water, will anybody drink it? So let us not be mistaken. These things are definitely having an effect. Otherwise, how can one imagine 9-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old committing such kind of acts, which if our grandfathers have to hear of in the graves, they will turn there too. Where did we hear of 6-year-old, 8-year-old killing, shooting, committing fornication? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a guide for mankind until the day of Qiyamah, and he is. So there's no other way of finding peace, happiness, sukoon in our lives except by following Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If we are going to accept his teachings with regards to this world, then we will be successful in this world. If we accept his teachings with regards to the akhirat, then we will get only that in the akhirat. If we accept his teachings with regards to dunya and akhirat, then we will get both dunya and akhirat. Even if a person is not a Muslim, but if he follows the rules of tijarat, trade, and akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his character, and all the things that he taught about amanat, about trust, and about honesty, and about truthfulness, if a person has to implement that, and even if he is not a Muslim, he will see the benefits of that in his life in this world. So imagine if a Muslim has to implement it in his life, if he has to implement in his life the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to both dunya and akhirat, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give him both dunya and akhirat. He will definitely give it to you. Try it out. But we don't want to. Nafs doesn't want us to go through in that direction. It's very painful on the nafs to accept ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rasule Ami Khatamul Mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Ey Rasule Ami Khatamul Mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Ey Aqeeda, ye apna bas sidq o yaqeen, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. There's no one like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Daste qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe, daste qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe, jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe, jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe, ay azal ke hasi, ay abad ke hasi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, ay rasool e ami khatamul mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Daste qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe, jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe, ay azal ke hasi, ay abad ke hasi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the poet says, Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala an, that khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aibin ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. Every one of us, Allah ta'ala created us as He desired. He gave us different features, different faces, different length of hands and different length of feet and different colors and different shapes and forms. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is as if Allah ta'ala asked him, how do you want me to create you? He made him in the best of all forms. And he gave him all the best of all awsaf, all the best qualities, the best traits, the best character. Any way that you look at his life, there's nothing but the best. So that he may be the best guide for the ummah until the day of Qiyamah. Nobody can point any kind of weakness. All of us, somewhere along the line, you'll find some weakness, some shortcoming, some faults. Sometimes the person may have become a great buzruk in his latter life, but he may have gone through problems in his earlier life. We have gone through school life, college life, university life, so many have gone through. And then they go and change after 50 years, 60 years, and then they may become great buzruks. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his youth, his childhood, his middle age, any aspect of his life, nothing but the best. Pure, clean, no weakness, no deficiency. Allah Ta'ala created him as he desired himself. Daste qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe, jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe, ay azal ke hasi, ay abad ke hasi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi, ay rasule ami khatamul mursali, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi. Bazme kaunain pehle sajai gayi, bazme kaunain pehle sajai gayi, phir teri zaat manzar pe lai gayi, phir teri zaat manzar pe lai gayi, Sayyidul Awwali, Sayyidul Akhiri, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले आमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले आमी खातमुल, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। बज़्मे कौनैन पहले सजाई गई, फिर तेरी जात मंजर पे लाई गई, सैयदुल अव्वली सैयदुल आखिरी, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। सेठ ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। First, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole world was created, the universe was created, everything was put in place. And then comes Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamul Mursaleen. Perfection. He came as the perfect Nabi. Brought about perfection in every field, in every aspect of life. Without going into further explanation.
Tera sikka rawan kul jahan mein hua, tera sikka rawan kul jahan mein hua, is zameen mein hua, aasmaan mein hua, kya arab kya ajam sab hain zere nagi, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं।
The currency in this world, you get rand and cents here, you get pounds in England, you get dollars in America, you get yen, you get all kinds of different currencies in different countries. You don't get the same currency in all the countries. Therefore, you have to keep exchanging. When you are traveling to different countries, you have to keep exchanging your currency. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his nubuwat, it is such a currency that everywhere Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it obligatory upon the people to accept the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. His khatme nubuwat, and his being the closest to Allah Ta'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Immediately, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. So whether it's the angels in the skies, they use the same currency. People on earth, whether they are in China, Japan, Russia, America, anywhere, it's the same. The Muslim has to believe in one Allah and Khatamun Nabiyyin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the universe, the same currency. We can, just that can be explained in so many different ways.
Tera sikka rawan kul jahan mein hua, is zameen mein hua, aasma mein hua, kya arab kya ajam sab hai zere nagi, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। तेरे अंदाज में वुसअते फर्श की, तेरे अंदाज में वुसअते फर्श की, तेरी परवाज में रिफ़अते अर्श की, तेरी परवाज में रिफ़अते अर्श की, तेरे अनफास में खुल्द की यासमी, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। सिदरतुल मुंतहा रह गुजर में तेरी, सिदरतुल मुंतहा रह गुजर में तेरी, क़ाब क़ौसैन गर्द सफर में तेरी, क़ाब क़ौसैन गर्द सफर में तेरी, तू है हक के करी, हक है तेरे करी, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। कहकशां जौ तेरे सरमदी ताज की, जुल्फ़े ताबा हसी रात मेराज की, लैलतुल कद्र तेरी मुनव्वर जबी, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं। कहकशां जौ तेरे सरमदी ताज की, जुल्फ ताबा हसी रात मेराज की, लैलतुल कद्र तेरी मुनव्वर जबी, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं, ऐ रसूले अमी खातमुल मुरसली, तुझसा कोई नहीं, तुझसा कोई नहीं।
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill our hearts with His love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can one explain the kayfiyat that a person experiences if he really has true love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at heart? Last night at Welcome, we discussed one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But nevertheless, now it's a bit late, and I'm tired and exhausted too, because yesterday whole day was nothing but bayans and programs. And we finished very late at night, and I told them, I said, Welcome. So we'll discuss the other hadith some other day. I told them, welcome, there's two ways of saying it. Because they told me that we welcome everybody here. So I said, welcome, you say it in two ways. One is welcome, welcome, we're very excited about your coming, we're very happy about your coming, welcome, welcome. And the other one is, well, come. Somebody phones and says, I want to come. They say, well, come, what does that mean? That I'm not too happy about your coming, but if you wish to come, you can come. But alhamdulillah, they went out of their way. They were really excited. Allah Ta'ala must accept it. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر خود مونے تو بیٹھ گئے اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، واللہ how long am I going to walk the path of sins and vices and evils, how long will I walk like a hypocrite, how long will I disobey you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Death is going to come, it will definitely come, surely come, so change my direction, clean and purify my heart of greed, of malice, of pride. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ایوری بیٹ آف مائی ہارٹ آئی یا اللہ اللہ اللہ، and I enjoy that beat. Change the condition, O Allah, of my heart. Fill it with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا راحم المساکین، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night, day and night. We are using your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats, your great gifts of sight, hearing, speech, wealth, health, for your disobedience day and night. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, how merciful You are. How kind You are. How generous You are. How forgiving You are. How tolerant You are. In spite of all our sins, You are giving us so much to eat and drink. Oh my Allah, we are turning towards You. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Oh my Allah, we are turning towards You, ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gande hai. Bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? We acknowledge that we are dirty, filthy-hearted people. We are most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But my Allah, besides Your door, which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can go and beg for forgiveness? My beloved Allah, we are tapping at Your door. And we are hopeful of, my Allah, we are hopeful of Your mercy. Your treasures of mercy, forgiveness are unlimited. We are seeking from Your unlimited treasures of mercy to forgive each and every one of us. We are extending these begging bowls which You have attached to our bodies so that we may raise them before You any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, You are not like any idol that does not see us, does not listen to us and cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, You are listening to us. This very moment You are watching. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds of the sinful past of ours. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of Your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of Your mercy for us. We know we are not deserving, but Ya Allah, we did not even deserve Iman. We did not even deserve Islam. We did not deserve our sight and our hearing and our speech. We did not deserve our heart, liver and lungs and kidneys and bladder all functioning because of our disobedience. But Ya Allah, You have blessed us with all these ni'mats without us deserving. Then Ya Allah, without us deserving, open the floodgates of Your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of Your kindness for us. Open the floodgates of Your mercy for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and mercy. These Mubarak days and nights of Shaban. And Ya Allah, we are coming very close to the month of Ramadan. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast extensively in this month of Shaban. Ya Allah, with the blessing of this Mubarak days and nights, forgive each and every one of us. Give us the himmat and courage to be lions against our nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace and suffering and pain. My Allah, and You want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they came from the backgrounds of Kufr and Shirk and Nifaq, and they came from the Yahud and from the Nasara, but when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, what a dramatic change came in their lives. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Ya Allah, each and every companion of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the guiding star. Ya Allah, if You could have changed their lives in such a manner, what is it difficult for You to change the condition of our hearts? Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than Your entire creation put together, Your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from Your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my Allah, man has made computer chip. Millions of pieces of information can be recorded. One press of the delete button and everything is wiped out. Ay Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunaho ke upar delete button daba de mere Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from You. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa from all the sicknesses, diseases, ailments. whether they are in hospitals, in homes, in clinics, those who are sick amongst us in this masjid, or those who are sick amongst our sisters at the madrasa, or whosoever has raised his or her hand, and Ya Allah, they are seeking shifa. Bless each and every one of them with shifa. Ya Allah, bless them with sihat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra. Ya Allah, we are sick, physically sick, and we are spiritually sick. Spiritually, our hearts are diseased, malice, greed, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires, jealousy, envy. Oh my Allah, which sickness is there that is not in our hearts of the spiritual kind? But my Allah, who is there to purify us besides you? Allah, ek nigahe rahmat hamare dilo ke upar dal de. Ek nigahe rahmat mere Allah, hamare dilo ke upar dal de. Just one glance of your mercy on our evil hearts. My Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their financial problems and difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to their parents. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to give them proper bringing. Ey mere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't test us, my Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Oh my Allah, don't test us. Don't test us, my Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Humse razi ho ja, become happy and pleased with us. Distance us from sins, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, famines, drought, AIDS, so many different kinds of suffering, floodwaters, earthquakes. My Allah, we acknowledge that it is because of our sins. But oh Allah, change the condition. Change the condition of our hearts. Make us obedient to you and change the condition of the world. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. But those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, the torture, the tyranny, the oppression and suppression of the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Mere pyare Allah, ہم کمزور ہے ضعیف ہے یا اللہ قبر کے عذاب سے حفاظت فرما او مائی اللہ میک اور ماؤتھ ایزی ایٹ دا ٹائم آف اوور ڈیتھ مائی بلوڈ اللہ ڈونٹ لیٹ دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ وزٹ اس ان اے ڈسکو سینما تھیٹر کیسینو ایڈلٹری فونیکیشن ڈونٹ لیٹ دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ فائنڈ اس ان فراڈ ان اینی کائنڈ آف حرام ایکٹیویٹی. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Oh my Allah, how many people are dying in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, in rave clubs, in night clubs, in casinos, at the escort agencies. Oh my Allah, in adultery, fornication. My beloved Allah, what kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation that is for the ummah. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us on some porn site of the internet or some filthy television program. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salamati Adeen or Salamati Aza ke saath hame shahadat ki maut Madina Tayyiba ke andar naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Let our janaza be in Masjid-e-Nabawi. My beloved Allah,
a small piece of ground in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be the best day of our lives. Let it be a day to rejoice. Let it be a day that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us in a condition that you are pleased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. By Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to visit us. But the day is going to come when our tongues will be silenced. Our eyes will see no more the haram which we enjoy. Our ears will be able to listen no more to that music and to the haram. Our tongues will be able to speak no more. Our hands will be able to touch no more the haram. Our feet will be able to walk no more towards those haram places. My Allah, our tight-fitting garments will be sliced with the scissors. Our glasses will be removed. The bangles, the rings from the hands of the women folk will be removed. My Allah, we'll be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. Water will be poured above our body. Ha, Pere Allah. Before that day comes, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. My beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he prayed for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our life, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth. Ya Allah, make our children also happy, prosperous. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga. And the duas that he made in Hatim, and the duas that he made at the Multazam, and the duas that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim, and after drinking Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, Arafat, and Muzdalifa, and all other occasions, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, the work of Tabligh and Dawat. Ya Allah, tamam dini edaro ki hifazat farma. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Oh my beloved Allah, those who passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين